Today on Gardening in a Minute, gray squirrels. One of the most frequently encountered native Florida mammals is the gray squirrel. These rodents have large, bushy tails and chisel-like front teeth that can chew through almost anything. Gray squirrels are active during the day. They eat a wide variety of plants, but mostly fruits and nuts. They're common in urban areas, especially where there are oak trees, gardens, and bird feeders to provide them with plenty of food. Squirrels can cause a wide variety of problems in the home landscape. They can disturb your plants, often digging up seeds or consuming flowers. Visual and odor repellents typically don't work, but taste repellents can sometimes be effective, and sometimes a solution could be as simple as moving your potted plants. For more information about gray squirrels and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor plants for low-light areas. Indoor plants are a great addition to any home or office, but many plants that thrive outdoors will suffer inside from lack of light. Medium-light plants like the African violet and Boston fern do well indoors near a window. Low-light plants such as philodendrons thrive on very little natural light or even on artificial light. Other great low-light options include Chinese evergreen, cast iron plant, golden pothos, and peace lily. These plants are low-maintenance and easy to grow. Of course, light is not the only need plants have, so don't just stick yours in a corner and forget about it. Water your indoor plants when the soil is dry to the touch. It'll be less often than you think. For more information on indoor plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil health. Soil health is a key factor to the success of your garden. Healthy soil is loose, holds moisture, and has an adequate supply of plant nutrients. But the typical Florida landscape has sandy soils that are low in nutrients and dry out quickly. Plus, many homes are built on fill soil that has been compacted by construction. Improving soil health is easy. Loosen compacted soil with a pitchfork or tiller, or use an aerator to add oxygen for roots. To further improve soil conditions, incorporate organic matter like composted manures, compost, or worm castings into planting beds before you plant. Soil health is improved over time, so you can look forward to reaping the benefits of your efforts for years to come. For more information on soil health and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pumpkins for fall. It's almost time for Halloween, when many people buy pumpkins to carve into jack-o'-lanterns to scare and delight family, friends, and trick-or-treaters. Pumpkins come in a wide variety of sizes. Select a pumpkin that's ripe and has no bruises, cuts, or nicks. Don't carry your pumpkins by its stem, as it may break. If it does, you can use toothpicks as a patch. Try not to bruise your pumpkin when bringing it home, since this will shorten its lifespan. When you carve your pumpkin, wash and clean the seeds. Dry them in the sun or in an oven at 250 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes. Then toss the dried seeds with oil and salt and roast for another 10 to 15 minutes at 250 degrees. You'll enjoy a tasty and nutritious snack. For more information on pumpkins and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, window herb gardens. Nothing beats cooking with fresh homegrown herbs, and creating a window garden is easy. Use one large container to house all your herbs with similar water needs, or put each in its own individual pot, or hang a window box with brackets from your local garden center. You can grow herbs from seed, but you'll save time by buying small plants from a supermarket or garden center. A few favorites for window gardens include oregano, thyme, sage, and rosemary. Fill your container with a well-drained potting media. Herbs prefer a sunny location and can be grown in the same conditions as vegetables, whether indoors or out. Cook with your own parsley, basil, and chives. You'll save money and enjoy fresh herbs in your omelet or stew. For more information about herb gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.